Do you believe that technology is bringing families closer together, or is it actually driving us apart?
And this is a central question that you need to ask for your family. What is technology doing? I think technology has the potential, of course, and can be used to bring a family together. But by and large, today, it is driving families apart. Because a family cannot, how can they be close and bond and talk and do activities together if the average American child is spending 7 hours or more on screens? You know, it's just impossible. If my kid is playing video games, watching television, listening to music with their earbuds in, how can I, as a parent, you know, be close to this child? And the same is true for adults. You know, how can children be close to us if they look at us and we're like answering an email, then we're answering a text, and then we're checking our stock quotes, and then we're, you know, doing this, and we're always on as well. So it goes all across the board that many times we will buy the device because we'll think, well, this will connect us. But then when you really look inside the home, everyone is alone under the same roof with their same device, with whatever personalized, you know, entertainment or media that they need. And so I think for the most part, when you look at the phone, you look at the tablet, the TV, we are not Skyping grandma. We're not learning multiplication tables. We're not memorizing Bible verses with these devices. By and large, they're used for entertainment, and they typically drive a family further apart.
You know, I think if we had a GoPro and we could take that camera and go into the average American home, let's say between, I don't know, 6 and 9 in the evening, we would find in many homes exactly what you're talking about. Every family member is involved with some type of media or technology, and they're doing it separately. They're under the same roof. Mm-hmm. They're part of the same family. But that is a big concern to me, Arlene, and I know it is for you as well.
It is a huge concern, particularly those who are listening. If you've got young children, you know, preschooler, toddler, early elementary, this is the time for these kids to be running outside, to be playing, to be imagining, to play with cars and play with you. And when they are just sitting there stock still, staring at their phones, you just think, like, what in the world? It's typically your phone, parent, but sometimes it's their phone. I've seen some elementary school kids with their own phone. And when so early, they are so attracted to that screen and they're so used to it, their brains are so used to being with that screen, then it creates a whole host of attention problems, empathy problems, all sorts of things growing up.